The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kesser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Bruchim Abayim, today we're going to be learning the continuation of Siman Nun Tes, Halachas Yud Gimel through Yud Zayin. We were previously discussing the Halacha of Shechianu on Kelim Chadashim, new vessels and new garments. And we will see more the discussion of Shechianu on new peros, on new fruits from the new growing season. Let's see Halacha Yud Gimel. Noag in Lomar, we have the custom to say, L'mishalavash beget chadosh, someone wears a new garment, Tevala v'techadish, you should wear it out, and you should acquire a new one. It's a bracha we give someone to have much use from this garment. Aval min olim, and on shoes, O sha'ar begadim shenasu me'oros, or other clothing that's made from leather. Afilo mi behemos v'chayos tumeos, even if it's from a domesticated animal or a wild animal which is not able to be eaten, that a person cannot enjoy for their food. V'afilo im ha'oros him tfuros rak tachas habeged, even if the leather is only sewn under the garment. It's not primarily a leather garment, it's just under the fabric they have a layer of leather. In Omrim Tevala v'techadish, we do not say you should wear it out and get a new one. Meaning, any time there is leather from an animal involved in this, we do not tell the person he should wear it out and get a new one. Ki im yechadish beged kazeh, because if he will get a new garment like this of leather, tzrichin mitchila lahamis balchai, it would be necessary again to kill a live animal. Uksiv v'racham aval kol ma'asav, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Hashem's mercy extends to all the animals. So the Kitzur is saying we do not encourage the person to wear out this garment, that he should get a new one if it would involve the killing of an animal. Even if the animal is a non-kosher animal, even those animals we are concerned about, they're being killed for garments. And therefore, there was a custom not to give this bracha to wear out the garment by a leather garment. Let's see Halacha Yod Dalid. Peri shehu mischadish mishana l'shana, a fruit which renews itself from year to year, it has an annual growing season. B'pam harishana b'shana shu ochlo, in the first time in the year that he eats it, yivarech shechianu, he should make the bracha of shechianu. There is a point to discuss here. We mentioned this at the end of the first year in the halachos of Shechianu and Hatov Yametiv at the beginning of Siman Nun Tes. The bracha of Shechianu on a fruit, on a new fruit that grows, is a reshus. It's not a mandatory bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says even though it's a reshus, even though it's only, so to speak, voluntary, a person should still be careful in the halachos, try to be careful to say the bracha if the peri, the fruit that he's eating, fits the halachos, but it's not a mandatory halacha. The person should be careful with it, but it's a reshus. It's literally a voluntary bracha. Let's see the continuation of the kitzur. Vivarach techila she'achiyanu, v'achar kach birkas apri. He should first make the bracha of she'achiyanu, and then make the bracha on the fruit. He wants that the Shechianu precedes the bracha on the fruit, in order that the bracha on the fruit could be followed immediately by the eating of the fruit. There shouldn't be a hefsek, there shouldn't be an interruption. Vim shakach, if you forgot, ubirach techila birkas apri, and you made the bracha on the fruit first, that he made the bracha ha'etz on the fruit, and then realized he now has to say ashechiyanu. Yochel levarach gamachar kach shechiyanu. He can make a shechiyanu after the ha'etz. V'lohavi hefsik. It's not considered to be an interruption. If he made the bracha ha'etz and then realized he needs to make the shechiyanu, because the shechiyanu is related to the eating of this fruit, it's not considered to be an interruption. He can make the shechiyanu after the ha'etz. V'im lo birech ba'achila harishana, shov eno mavarech. If he didn't make the bracha the first time he ate this fruit, he cannot make the bracha again. Meaning, once the person has consumed this fruit, he's eaten this fruit, so then he cannot make the bracha again. The Mishnah Berurah has another alternative way to make the bracha of Shechiyanu. What the kitzur is saying over here is that first you should make the bracha of Shechiyanu and then eat the fruit. If you made the bracha on the fruit, he can then make Shechiyanu and then eat the fruit. The Mishnah Berurah suggests alternative would be if a person would make a ha'etz, eat a little bit of the fruit, as long as he's still eating the fruit, he could still make the Shechiyanu and eat the rest of the fruit. So that's another way a person could set up the bracha of Shechiyanu. He could eat a little bit of the fruit with the bracha of ha'etz, and then eat more. As long as he's still eating, he could still make the bracha of Shechiyanu on the rest of the fruit. The kitza continues, im yesh lefanav kama minim chadashim, if the person has in front of him numerous different types of new fruits, dai bibirkas shechiyanu achas lekulam, it's enough for one bracha of shechiyanu on all the fruits. If he has multiple new fruits, one shechiyanu will cover all the fruits. The kitza continues, shnei minim, if you have two different types of fruit, afal pi shehem domim ktsas, even though the two fruits are similar, kamo kershin, like sweet cherries, vinksel, which is like a sour cherry, vafilo in chalukin b'shemos, even if they're not distinct in their name, that there's one broad name for all these fruits, ela betam, but the taste of the fruits is different. Meaning, in the case of the cherries, sour cherries and sweet cherries in Yiddish, they had different names. But even if they would have the same name, but if there's a distinct taste to each type of the fruit, kemoteinim levanim uteinim shecharim, if a person had white figs and black figs, so they're distinct, that they look differently, they taste differently. In birech shechiyanu al min echad, if you made shechiyanu on one type of fruit, kishen is damin lo achar kach min hasheni, when he gets afterwards the other type of that fruit, mevarech gam olav shechiyanu, he may make the bracha shechiyanu again on the other type of the fruit. Kishtei simchas hen, they are considered to be two types of joy when it's a new fruit in the way that it tastes. What the kitzur is saying is the following. The way we define a new fruit, new is defined either if it has a different name than the other fruit. If he has one fruit and then a similar fruit with a different name, like the case of the cherries, the kirschen and the vinksel, which two different names for the cherries, that would be considered two different types of fruit. Even if the fruit is the same type of a fruit, different types of figs, but they're distinct, either they taste differently, they look differently, these distinctions, according to the opinion of the kitzur, would be enough to allow the person to make a new bracha of Shechiyanu. This opinion of the kitzur is a debate in the poskim, in the halachic authorities. The opinion of the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, is that one may not make a new bracha of Shechiyanu on a fruit which has the same name, it's part of the same category of fruit as the other one that he had. And according to this opinion that the Vilna Gaon, other Achronim, other later authorities, other halachic authorities hold like him, is that it has to be a new type, a new min. Meaning it's called a different type of a fruit. If it's called the same thing, if it's called the same type of a fruit, like white figs and black figs, even though they look different or they taste different, if the general way that they're referred to is the same type of a fruit, according to this opinion, one would not make the bracha shachiyanu again. So this is a machlokas. This is a difference of opinion in the poskim. The Mishnah Berurah seems to agree with the opinion of the Kitzur. One may make the bracha of shachiyanu on a new fruit, even if it's called the same thing, as long as it has a distinct taste, a distinct look, as long as it's a very distinct category of the second fruit. Again, either the taste is very distinct, the look is very distinct, one was white, one was black, one was sour, one was sweet. According to this opinion of the Kitzur and other authorities, one may make the bracha of Shiachianu. So even though there's a machlokas, there's a disagreement about this point, one who relies on the Kitzur may do so according to the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. He may make the bracha of Shiachianu on a new type of a fruit, either in its taste or its look, even though it's technically called the same type of a fruit as the previous fruit that he ate. Let's see halacha tesvav. In birach shachiyanu al anavim, if someone made the bracha shachiyanu on grapes, yesh omrim dein tzarich levarach od shachiyanu. There are those that say he does not need to make the bracha shachiyanu again al hayayin hachadosh, on a new wine. If a person made shachiyanu on grapes, and then he gets a new wine made from the crop of grapes, he would not make shachiyanu on that wine. Kisimcha achasi, because it's all the same joy. Shehayayin yotzei min ha'anavim, because the wine comes from the grapes, and because the shachiyanu was made on the grapes, that will cover the wine made from the grapes. The Kitzur continues. V'yish omrim, there are those that say to mikol makom tzarich levarach shachiyanu. There are those that say still he should need to make the bracha shachiyanu gam al hayayin hachadosh, even on the new wine. Even though he made shachiyanu on the grapes, he may make shachiyanu on the wine. Mishum diyesh basimcha yisera miba'anavim, because there's more joy than just having grapes, there's an additional joy of having wine. So we have this difference of opinion that the Kitzur is mentioning. Is the joy of having grapes and wine from that type of grapes, is that considered to be two simchas, two events that bring the person joy, or is it considered to be one simcha, one event of happiness that he had these grapes? The Kitzur suggests the following etzah, the following advice. Al kein, and therefore, tov, the best thing would be shimbirach shachiyanu al hanavim. If someone had made the shachiyanu on grapes, he already exempted the grapes with the bracha of shachiyanu. Azai, then kishashosa yayin chadosh, when he drinks new wine, when he gets wine made from these grapes that he'd like to drink, givarach tchila shachiyanu, he should first make the bracha shachiyanu al eze min chadosh, on some other new min, some other new species of food. He should get some other type of a food he's never made the bracha shachiyanu on. Liftar gam es hayayin, in order to exempt the wine. If a person had grapes and he had wine from those grapes, we have this machlokas, this difference of opinion, does he make shachiyanu on the wine? Therefore, he should get some other new fruit that he can make the bracha shachiyanu on to exempt the wine. The Kitzur continues. Aval in birch techila shachiyanu al hayayin. However, if he first made the bracha shachiyanu on wine, l'kulei alma, everybody would be of the opinion enu mevarech od al anavim. He does not make the bracha anymore on grapes. Where he made the bracha shachiyanu on wine, the joy of having wine would clearly cover the simcha, the joy of having grapes, because wine is even more choshev. Wine is more significant, a more distinguished food than grapes. So therefore, the bracha of Shachianu on wine definitely would exempt the grapes. The difference of opinion he mentioned previously was when he had grapes, can he make the Shachianu on wine from those grapes? Therefore, he should not make the Shachianu on the wine. He should exempt it with some other mint, some other species. But where he made Shachianu on the wine, that would definitely exempt the grapes. The Kitzur continues. The Chalzeh, everything that we've talked about in terms of Shachianu on wine. Davka Kishu Shose Esayayin Kishu Tirosh. That's specifically where he drank the wine when it was Tirosh, it was a new wine. It was, because the wine was new, he could tell by drinking it that the wine was recently produced from the crop of grapes. Shu Nikur Shu Yayin Chadash. It's recognizable that it's a new wine. Aval Emeno Shoseyu Achu Yayin. However, if he does not drink the wine until it's aged and it tastes like an older wine, and he can't tell it came from a new crop of grapes. Afilu lo biach shechianu al anavim, even if he has not made yet shechianu on grapes, he's never made shechianu on any crop of grapes from this year. Eino mevarech olav shechianu. In this case, according to all opinions, according to the Kitzur, he may not make the bracha of shechianu. Mishum de'eino nikur bein chadash liyashin, because it's not recognizable between old and new wine. The Kitzur is saying the following idea. When can shechianu be made on wine? Where, by drinking that wine, one may tell that this wine came from the new crop of grapes. But if the wine is an older wine, he can't tell that the wine came from this new crop, from the new crop of grapes. He has no right to make the bracha of shechianu because there's no chiddush, there's no newness to drinking this wine, because he can't tell the wine came from this current crop. It sounds a little bit counterintuitive. One might think that an older wine is better than a newer wine, and that's more reason to make shechianu. Nevertheless, the Kitzur is saying the opposite, that by an older wine, he may not make shechianu because the shechianu is made on the newness of the growing season. That this is a new growing season, and he used the crops of the new growing season. Where it's recognizable that this wine came from the new growing season, he may make shechianu. By an older wine, he can't tell it came from the new crop. As opposed to a newer wine, he may make the bracha shechianu. So when it's tirosh, when it's this young wine, and it's clear it came from the current crop of grapes, he may make shechianu on the tirosh on that new wine. Let's see halacha tes zayin. Ein mevarach shechianu al haboser. A person does not make shechianu on unripe grapes. Ela kishev shilu ha'eshkolos anavim. Only when the cluster of grapes has ripened, when the grapes are fully ripe. V'chein kol pri peri achar gamro. By any fruit after it's fully ripe, he can make the bracha of shechianu. A person should not make the bracha of shechianu on unripe fruit because it's not ready to be eaten. Once the fruit has ripened, then he may make the bracha of shechianu. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a difference of opinion about this. He brings down an opinion that says that as long as the fruit has started growing, that the fruit is recognizable, that it's starting to form as a fruit, even though it's not fully ripe, there is an opinion he may make the bracha of shechianu. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, if a person, b'diavad, after the fact, if a person made shechianu on an unripe fruit, he would be yotze. He would fulfill the shechianu on that fruit. He should not make shechianu again on that type of fruit. But l'chachila, ideally, he should wait to make the shechianu on a ripe fruit, like the Kitzur are saying over here. Let's see halacha yud zayin. Now again, we have the custom. She'im avarchan shechianu al yirakos. We do not make the bracha of shechianu on vegetables. Umini liftos on turnips are like a root type of a vegetable. Mipnei shein miskaimin zman rav, because they are preserved for a long time. Al yidei shematminin osam bekarka, by preserving them in ground, in the earth itself, they could be preserved, ubechol, or in sand. Because vegetables are preserved in the sand or in the ground, they can be obtained throughout the year by means of this preservation. Vegam hei mitzuyin, and also they are available, meaning some vegetables, they grow throughout the year, and they can be obtained throughout the year. There's not a distinct growing season for this vegetable. Vegam in bohem simcha kol kach, and also there's not so much joy in these vegetables. The kids are saying three reasons why one should not make a bracha on vegetables. First of all, they're preserved. The custom was to preserve these vegetables in the ground, some other method of preservation that they would be available throughout the year. Also, certain types of these vegetables would grow continuously throughout the year. And also, because the vegetables are not so chashuv, they're not so important. It's not like a new fruit, it's just a vegetable that has less importance to the way people view this vegetable. Therefore, because of these three reasons, the kitzur says not to make a shechiyonu on vegetables. Again, because they're preserved throughout the year, because they grow throughout the year, and because they're not so chosh, not so important, therefore a person should not make a bracha on yirakos, on vegetables. Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked a question: can one make shechiyonu on fruits that can be preserved throughout the year? Now that we have refrigeration, so the fruits can be, they can grow through one time throughout the year, and then they can be preserved, and they can be obtained throughout the year by means of refrigeration and other ways of preserving them. So Rav Moshe was asked, can a person make shechiyonu on fruits that are refrigerated throughout the year? Rav Moshe said that he sees room in halacha to allow a shechiyonu on fruits that are just refrigerated and are kept throughout the year. He says it's different than the case of the vegetables. By the case of the vegetables, the intention of these vegetables was to be used as food, as one of the staples of food. He gives the example of potatoes, that in halacha, the halachic authorities discuss why potatoes cannot get a shechiyonu, because it was used as food and it was preserved. It does not get the bracha of shechiyonu. But by fruits, that Hashem created fruits for the sake of enjoyment, they're not a staple of the diet that's needed for the basic needs of a person's diet. It's more an enjoyment a person gets. It's an additional time, an additional luxury a person has by eating fruits. And the intention of fruits was never to preserve them for the sake of being a staple of the diet. And before the time they had refrigeration, they were never preserved. If a person had them fresh, he would eat them. If he didn't have them fresh, he wouldn't eat them. By fruits, they were only eaten fresh. So now that we have ways of refrigerating them, because the reason why we have them throughout the year is not because we need them for being a staple of the diet, rather it's just that we have the luxury of preserving them through refrigeration. Therefore, Rav Moshe entertains the possibility when we make the bracha shechiyonu on fruits that are refrigerated throughout the year. Nevertheless, Rav Moshe ends, because of the idea we've discussed that shechiyonu is a reshus, it's not an obligation to make shechiyonu. There's no obligation to make shechiyonu. It's just a person may make the bracha, he should make the bracha if he fulfills all the conditions of the bracha, but it's not an actual obligation to make the bracha. Therefore, on fruits that are available throughout the year because of means of refrigeration, Rav Moshe suggests against making the bracha. But nevertheless, he says, on the times that a person is supposed to make a shechiyonu, for example, in the halachas of Rosh Hashanah, because there's a doubt, does a person make shechiyonu on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, he should have a new fruit. He's supposed to make shechiyonu on the second day of Rosh Hashanah on a new fruit. For that shechiyonu of the second day of Rosh Hashanah, Rav Moshe says a person could use one of these fruits, because the idea that he was saying that really the fruits grow only occasionally from year to year. We just have new technology refrigerating them. And because the intent of these fruits was never to be, in previous generations, was not used as a staple of the diet, and even now it's not used as a staple of the diet, and it's not intended to be used throughout the year. In previous generations, they would only eat them fresh. So now that we have this new technology to refrigerate them, Rav Moshe says, really that is like a fruit that grows, that has a chiddush, that has a new growing season every point in the year. So again, like Rav Moshe is saying, he shouldn't make the bracha on fruits that are available throughout the year in a regular case, but to use them for the second night of Rosh Hashanah, for Shachianu, he may make Shachianu on these fruits.